I was delivering mail. I'd gotten a call to come play at the Howard Theater because the drummer couldn't read the music. So when he officially died, I was on the bandstand at the Howard Theater after the first act. And the comedian came out and said, "The president is dead." And that was the end of the show. That's where I was. And that was the most frightening period of my life. I said, if they can kill him, they can kill anybody in the world. And I don't mean nothing to them. And that was the first thing that came to my mind.
So then when they killed Martin Luther King...
I didn't have the same fears.
When they killed Martin Luther King, you didn't have the same
fears? No, I didn't have the same fears. Because, first of all, I didn't embrace all of his philosophy, personally. This country was not built on love. We know how this country was built. And ultimately, it was going to happen to him. Because when people want to get rid of somebody, there's always somebody willing to do it. So when Martin Luther King went through what he had to go through, it was unexpected in a part. But in another side of me, it wasn't. Because if you recall, shortly thereafter, Malcolm X got killed. And I always said, Malcolm X scared him more than Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King had the Gandhi philosophy, you know. But I don't believe in turning the other cheek. I'm not doing that. It's the one I'm still alive. Because I don't know. No. If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. If you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. But I'm not going to accept it.
But would you agree that Martin Luther King's way is the way that prevailed and that was really the best way?
I totally agree with that, except in part it was a combination of his philosophy and the way it was done and what the world thought of us as Americans, because we consider ourselves to be the leading country, yet still we have the same thing they have in South Africa to a lesser degree. So yes, I believe it was the right thing to do, because one thing about it, I have seen the might of the Seventh Fleet. So I know what kind of weapons of destruction in this city. I knew that, but I think there's a better way. Because by the time Martin died, he had basically become, in my mind, pretty ineffective. By then, J. Edgar Hoover had him by both shoulders, and he couldn't make a move. So it's a bad thing to say, but to say a man died and became a martyr is basically what it was, because he had become less and less effective. And it, in part because of the way the system is here. And this is a great place. I love it. I love America. It's the only place you can go. But I've been to some other places that would, to me, just as good. And the color of my skin didn't matter.
In Europe.
In Europe. Always right. In Europe. Yeah. And I've known many expatriates, many. And they all say the same thing. I mean, when I first went to Romania in 2006, if it had been 1986 or 1976, I'd still be in Romania.
Yeah. Marcus Haynes talked about the prejudice mm-hmm. that the Harlem Globetrotters felt here. But when they went and played in Europe, they didn't feel
everybody
it at all.
Everybody embraced them. They didn't care anything about the color of the skin. They brought an art form.
Right.